Dog's Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Yo, what's good, folks? Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Darren Harris. This is my show. Thank you for joining me again this week. How you doing? I'm asking you directly, how are you doing? How are you doing? Have you asked yourself how you're doing? Have you looked yourself in the mirror today and said, I am somebody, I'm going to be somebody every day of my life? Have you looked yourself in the mirror and decided that you will no longer let somebody steal your happiness? Have you done that? If you've done that, then congratulations, my friends. You are on your way to constructing a better life, to helping yourself out of the hole. I know what it's like to be down in a hole, folks. I'm checking on everybody's mental health. I know what it's like to be down there in that hole. But there is a way out. And I want everybody to know that if you are having some issues and you feel like there's nobody out there that will listen to you, DM me. And I will DM you back. And I will listen to the problems that you have. And I will do my best to help y'all get to the bottom of them, because I have some problems too. And I need y'all. And that's why I do this podcast, because I need this. I need everyone out there. I need you, because this helps me. This helps me get by a lot of the things that I wrestle with. And speaking of things that I wrestle with, today's topic, and you gotta excuse me, I know the title probably offended some people, but sometimes that's really how I feel. And today's title is, Jesus, Please Protect Me From Your Followers. Is Christianity losing its grip on America? So what do you think, folks? Is Christianity, institution of Christianity, losing its grip in America? Well, how do we know? Well, let me give you a little bit of perspective. In 1976, 91% of the American population identified as Christian. So 91% of us was Christians. My parents, for definite. I mean, I grew up in a Christian household. My grandmother was a Christian my whole life. My Auntie Harriet, my mom's sister, been a Christian my whole life, her whole life. Just we were brought up as Christians. On my dad's side, my father, his father, my grandfather, he built a church with his bare hands. Him and a couple other, just built this church, decided that they were going to build a church for their community. And he was the pastor of that church, John Harris. Remember, wonderful, outstanding accomplishment in my family's history. And we were brought up with Christian values, you know, and we try to follow them to the best of our abilities as per, you know, the way that we were raised. But there are things now that are starting to challenge the way that people are believing. And let me continue with my statistics to kind of give you a little more perspective. In 2016, that number, 91%, went down to 73.7%. And that was in 2016, which wasn't that long ago. And wow, what's happening? What really is happening? Well, in 2022, that number dropped again to 64%. So 64% of Americans now, as of 2022, that was a couple of years ago, as of 2022, 64% of Americans identify as Christians. And it's getting lower. Wow. And you ask, well, why do you think it's getting lower? And that's my question. Why is Christianity taking the hit? And I got a couple of interesting theories. I ain't no scholar or nothing like that, but I could see what's going on around me. I'm not a dumbass. You know, and I could see. And the things that I'm starting to notice, and this is just me. Now, this is just me. And before I get into this conversation, let me just say that I do believe that there is a higher power. Okay? I believe that there is a higher power than us, because I don't believe that our consciousness is random. I just don't believe that. I just don't believe that. Look around us. We have accomplished, as a species, we have accomplished great things on this rock we call Earth, which we also call home. Now look at us. Look at what we've done. And humans have been around for about 200,000 years, but we only have history from about 3,000 years ago. So that's like 97% of history that we don't know. That shit happened. We have no earthly clue what happened. We have no idea. So about 3,000 years ago, we started keeping track of shit. What's happening? Or what happened? We start writing shit down. We started passing it down. Generations and more people started writing more shit down. And pretty soon we have what you called, or what I call, history. So what happened in this history? Well, somewhere along this line in history, man was completely lawless. And they were just running around, just beating all kind of shit up. Just fucking shit up. Man was just fucking just running amok around here. And then something happened. People started to question how they got here, how they came to be, how we got here. And that started to affect a lot of people. A lot of people were like, how did we get here? How did we get here? You know how we got here? I have no fucking clue. I really don't. And more people got curious, and more people started trying to make sense of it by looking up at the sky, because they were mesmerized and they were in awe of it. It's something that's completely tangible, but completely unattainable. It's full of wonder and dreams and imagination and excitement. It's also full of fear and darkness and the unknown. But we stared up at it. And during the day, it was beautiful. And during the night, it was equally as beautiful. But sometimes it was violent. Sometimes life here was violent, and we couldn't make sense of it. And then someone came up with the idea that this must be controlled by something or someone, a god. Some sort of, it has to be. How else would, it has to be. Speed up a few years. Now all of a sudden we have Jesus Christ. Supposedly born on December 25th. No one knows exactly. They say, I mean, I've heard a bunch of stories. It's a couple days after. It's a week after, a week before. I don't know. I don't know, and I don't really think anybody else does either. And that's just the facts. I think there's a lot of speculation, because there's a lot of different accounts for things. There just is. So let's speed up to biblical times. That's where we are. That's what we're talking about. Let's speed up to Christianity. So where did Christianity come from? I know, Darren, it came from Jesus. It came from Jesus Christ. No, it didn't. The first thing that all Christians, I'm about to bust your fucking bubble right here, that all Christians need to understand this, all Christians, Jesus Christ was not a Christian. He wasn't a Christian. That's some shit we made up. Christianity. It's some shit that we made up. Jesus was a teacher. Jesus was a philosopher. Jesus was highly intelligent. Highly insightful. If I'm guessing, he was probably very grounded to people and animals and things around him. He was an empath. If I had to guess. He loved everything. He loved people. He loved things. Oh, Darren, you believe in Jesus? Yes, I absolutely do believe that there was a Jesus. Jesus quite absolutely existed. But the way you believe in Jesus and the way I believe in Jesus may conflict. And I may get some backlash for it, and I'm completely prepared for it, and it is what it is. And you can really say about me what you want to say about me, and I'll go ahead and say this right up front, as I do, as I have been doing. If you want to, if you got some ill shit to say to me, you want to try to be on some fuck you, okay, you're entitled to your opinion, and I'm entitled to mine, okay? If you want to leave it in my DMs, you're more than welcome. If I get around to it, I'll address it. If not, fuck you. So, the way you believe in Jesus Christ is different than the way that I may believe. And in this fundamental way, you believe that Jesus was the Son of God. I, too, believe that Jesus was the Son of God. But I also believe that I am the Son of God and that you are the Son of God. And my wife, she is the Son of God. We are all sons. Well, my wife's a daughter of God, but we are all sons and daughters of God, the creator of where we exist. Okay? That's how I believe in Jesus. And I do believe he performed miracles. I believe he was intelligent, is what I believe. And I believe that he performed things using intelligence that blew people's mind because they couldn't comprehend it back in those days. And that's exactly what I believe. So if you got a problem with me because of that, have a problem with me. Well, do you believe he died for our sins? Well, I would find it hard to believe that Jesus would know anything about me or my sins. Or you and your sins 2,000 years ago. So I don't think he died for my sins. I don't believe that. I don't think he died for your sins. I don't think he died for anyone's sins. I think he died because of what he preached. He was in conflict. He was in conflict with the people, the powers that be. That's why I believe Jesus died. He was a great man that was killed and martyred. And that is how I believe in Jesus. Jesus shows up in other publications, by the way. Did you know that? He's in the Quran and the Torah. Yeah. Do some research. Look it up. But they do not specify him as the Son of God. And there's the difference. There is the difference. So right off the bat, there is conflict. There's conflict surrounding this. There's heavy-duty conflict surrounding this. And what do you believe? What are you supposed to believe? Why should you believe? You follow me? Why should I believe this? What is its relevance to me? And, I mean, there's so many questions. There's so many questions. Like, one of the questions I have, what about the people who have never heard of Jesus? There are a few indigenous tribes left here on the planet. There's a few left that have never heard of Jesus Christ. Are those people going to hell, too, because they haven't accepted Jesus as their own personal savior? Is that the fate of those people? What about the Hindus or the Buddhists who believe that, you know, one with the universe is are they going to hell? I mean, I don't I don't understand. I don't understand. So in that, I do have questions. But the reason I'm starting to question things is because a lot of the religious leaders and pastors and people out there, they can't really answer my questions either. I get this a lot. God is going to work it out. Or it's God's will. Or let go and let God. I get that a lot. And I have. And I've prayed. But there's a lot of things that I've prayed for that never came. Okay, all right, okay, I get that. That's fine. Okay, I'm individual. But I go back to this hurricane that happened here in Florida not so long ago, maybe last year, something like that, where Fort Myers was demolished. Now, there's a lot of Christians in Fort Myers, like a lot of them, like a lot. And I'm sure every last one of them was praying when their home was destroyed, or when their loved one was killed. I mean, what do you tell those people? Oh, it's God's will for the whole town. All right. Okay. I mean, all right. It has to be God's will. It can't just be a meteorological event. Just some weather. It just can't be the weather. We have to, we struggle with understanding things. And so we search for something to put our understanding in or to lay that on. And that's why a religion exists. And that's really why I believe it exists. And I'm not bad-mouthing religion. And I'm not downing religion. And like I said, I do believe that there is a higher power. And I do pray. I meditate. But I do question these things now. I question these things. I am no longer willing to just accept what I've been given. And that's what, another reason that people don't believe or are starting to not believe. Now, one of the things that I have a problem is this. Or one of my questions is why are black people so afraid to not believe in Jesus? Why are they so afraid? And I'll tell you what it is. It's because they can't stand the thought of their soul being lost eternally to something regarded as evil. It still doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you say. I'm still going to believe. You can present all the evidence you want. You can make all the sense in the world you want. They are still going to justify their belief in Christianity or in Jesus Christ. They're still going to say, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. My mother has a picture of Caesar Borgia, otherwise known as White Jesus, in her living room. And every time I pass that picture, I tell her, you know that's not Jesus, right, Mother? Every time, you know that's not Jesus, right? And every time, oh, don't say that. Oh, afraid. She's afraid. Even though it's been proven that that photograph is a man named Caesar Borgia, or however you pronounce his last name. And that's a problem. Even though we know, we understand, we've heard, it's fact that Christianity was given to slaves. It was given to us. My ancestors didn't know nothing about Jesus. We worshipped other shit. We had other gods. There was other stuff we worshipped. We spoke other languages. All that was stripped away from us. And what we were given is what we have today. That we have unwavering belief in. And we follow that belief and that ideology system so implicitly that we're ready to die for it. But people are bouncing. People are saying, come on now, is that really the truth? Is that really what happened? And these are a few of the reasons why. Well, let's do this. Before I get into the reasons why, I'm going to take a quick fast break. This is the Darren Harris Podcast. I'll be right back, folks.
Back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
Hey, folks, what's up? Welcome back to my show. I'm Darren Harris. Today I'm talking about Christianity and why people are turning away from it. And is this a serious thing? Is it serious? Well, in the Christian world, yeah, I think this would be considered serious. But there are some reasons why people are leaving Christianity, at least here in the United States. There are some reasons, some real, very valid reasons. And one of the reasons, I believe, this is one of the reasons. One of the reasons is there's more information available. There's lots of information from everywhere, not just from the United States. And that was, for the longest time, that's where we all got our information from. We just got our information from within the United States, not really realizing that there's other places in the world that exist, and also have experienced things as well, that have their own accounts for things, not just what we've been made to believe. Now, social media brought a lot of people closer. It brought a lot of communities closer from overseas. It connected a lot of things. It really did. It offered us a look into the way that other cultures live, like realistically, as opposed to what has been portrayed in the movies. And once that started, we were able to see, you know, real practices, like real practices of Islam. And oh, wait a minute. You know, first they tried to flood the airwaves with, you know, beheadings and things like that. But, you know, real people started putting up real footage of them doing real everyday things, real stuff. And these people, they love God too. You know, they're Christians as well. You know, there's Muslims over here. There's Jewish people over there. There's Hindus over there. We get to see all their religions. And then we turn around here and look back at our version of Christianity and religion. And I just think, how did we fuck that up? How did we fuck that up? And it's very simple. It's very, very simple. And I hate to keep bringing it up, but it's racism. Racism really kind of fucked it up. Racism fucked up Christianity. It really did, because it made it, Christianity was made that these people are of good. These people are righteous while these people are not. But this is the way that you go about being righteous. The Bible was given to slaves. The Bible and Christianity were given to black people. It was given to my ancestors. Okay? That's why I grew up Christian. All right? Because that is who was taught to me. That was who was taught to my grandfather and my great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather. That was here. That was instilled in us. That was beaten into us, if you will. And, you know, before I get off on a tangent, this is not a, you know, podcast about slavery. But I have to kind of set this up to kind of let you know why I believe that certain people, myself being one of these people, are starting to question their faith. So one of the reasons I believe, like I said, is the availability of information. There's more information. People are starting to educate themselves by looking into other people's culture for real. being able to see things for real, by asking questions for real. Or let me rephrase that, by not being afraid to ask questions. Because if you ask questions, you questioned God or Jesus or anything, you were considered blasphemous and your parents would smack you. And that's a carryover from us questioning when we were slaves and us being beat for it. That's a carryover. So now that that's not happening anymore, especially we are free to question these things. We are free to question, did this really happen? There are passages in the Bible, you know, the Bible is extremely contradictory, which is another reason that people are turning away from it. It's very, very, very contradictory. Like, all right, for instance, seeing God. People say they've seen the, you know, I have seen God face to face and my life is preserved. And that's Genesis 32:30. But then, no man has seen God at any time. That's John 1:18. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, okay, here's another, the power of God. Okay, now this is another contradiction, the power of God. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. But then the Lord was with Judah and he drave out the inhabitants of the mountain, but could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley because they had chariots of iron. Judges 1:19. Now, but I thought God was, if all things, I mean, what happened? I mean, God having a bad day? I mean, what happened? If all things, do you understand? And I'm not trying to be, you know, I'm not trying to be contradictory. I really am not trying to be contradictory. But it's just doing it on its own. And there's a lot more. There are a lot more major contradictions in the Bible. And that is another reason, I believe, that people are starting to question the validity of the Bible, and B, who wrote the motherfucker too. You know, people trying to figure out who wrote the Bible. There's a few documentaries on that. That's me. I'm up doing my, watching documentaries, reading the Bible, looking for different information and articles from different backgrounds, because of course, you know, if you read a Christian publication, of course they're going to advocate for Christianity, but there are other publications out there that you can read that come from a different angle, and they're completely allowed to, and they have valid arguments and valid points that we just brush right by. We brush right on by it. Hi, boys and girls, would you like some more fruit punch? Hi, boys and girls, would you like some more finger sandwiches? The countdown's getting closer every day. The Lord's coming back. Are you going to be ready? Well, you have to let Lord know. You have to let the Lord know that you accept him as your personal Savior in order to go to heaven. Do you accept Jesus as your own personal Savior? Huh. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Jesus didn't even know me, let alone personally. Jesus was not a Christian. I know I'm going to upset a lot of people, but Jesus was not a Christian. He was a scholar. He was a philosopher. He was a teacher. He was a smart person. He was a smart man. He was not a Christian. That's what we did to it. And we kept doing shit to it. So much so that another reason people are turning away from Christianity is because of white Christian nationalism. It's another one. The fuck is that? That's a huge contradiction and the biggest oxymoron I've ever heard of in my life. It's ridiculous, but that's okay because everybody does it. Everybody bends Christianity to fit their narrative. That's what they do. They bend Christianity. There's some sects of Christianity that say women aren't supposed to speak in church, but you have women preachers all over the everywhere. You follow me? There's this that we it's just something that we do. It's something that we did. It's something that we created. It's something that we created for a couple of reasons. One, for understanding, to try and gain understanding, to try and understand a lot of the weird-ass shit that happens just because life's weird. Physics. You know what I'm saying? Shit that just happens. A meteor shower that happened. All kind of shit. Just shit that happens. And another reason is for control. Because if you can get a whole bunch of people to believe this one thing, there's no telling what I could get them to believe. They're just sheep, right? The list goes on, folks, of why I think people are leaving Christianity. Another reason I think people are leaving Christianity is lack of knowledge from our religious leaders. There's a lot of people out here standing in these pulpits preaching their ass off every Sunday, and the Lord is the man, and the Lord. They don't even know. They think Jesus spoke English. They think Jesus was up there like, yo, what's up, thee, thou, though, and I. No, that's some old English. That came from Europe, everyone. They didn't speak like that. They spoke Aramaic. They spoke in Aramaic language. This and thou art this and thou art that. Thou art bullshit is what it is. Okay? That's some solid ass bullshit. They didn't speak like that. They didn't talk like that. But we adopt that shit like it is second nature. Like we don't even question it. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. We don't even question it. But now, people are starting to put one and one together and starting to find out that it equals that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Thou shalt not. How about thou shalt shut the fuck up? Okay? With that. I don't want to be, and that's what it is. People don't want to be sit in church and be thee, thou'd, and thou'd by somebody who don't know themselves. And I'm not impressed, again, I'm not impressed by people who can quote scripture. That just means you are great at memorization. That's what it means. That's all it means is you're great at memorizing shit. But it doesn't mean that you're this upstanding and righteous person. And I'll give you an example. There's plenty of preachers out here, and tell me I'm wrong, plenty of preachers out there that it will fuck your wife. Straight up like that. Plenty of them out there that already have and have children by people in their own congregation while they've been married. Fact. But they want to stand up on the pulpit and thee, thou, and thou, and you going to hell and you need to be more righteous. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And that's why another reason. People just don't, they just don't believe. They just don't believe. Especially in the United States, between white Christian nationalism over here and over here on the black side of town, the pastor trying to, you know, bang your wife all the time and extort you out of money, and they need a Lexus and all kind of shit like that, and you need to, you know, ice my wrist out. Man, listen. This ain't Christianity, folks. It's not. And I'll tell you like this. If this is Christianity, then no, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it. If this, what we got going on in the United States between another, and this is another reason, politicians, politics, Donald Trump held the Bible up like a ham sandwich. Maybe because he knew a lot of this shit in here is bullshit. Maybe because he knew. He held this, and everybody, these evangelicals, oh, he must be the most righteous man in the world. He's got my vote. Look at him. He's standing up there just a God-fearing as he can be. Bullshit. It's bullshit, folks. It's bullshit. It's complete bullshit, and we've been brainwashed, and we are still washing the brain, just washing the brain, just adding more suds. But it's still there. It's still there, and we're still there. Still afraid. I mean, some people aren't. Let me stop that. Some people aren't afraid to question. They're making documentaries about it. Why do we believe in this? When, you know, there's a great question. I've done this also. There's a great question. There's a documentary. Why? Why are there so many black churches, but the black community does so poorly? We do so badly. Why? Why is that? Why are we the most devout? We pray so much, but we are the lowest on the totem pole. Why is that? What's the issue? Does God not like us? Oh, that's right. Black people, we're going to be the ones to get our riches afterwards, after we die. We got to die to get our riches. But everybody else getting their riches right now today. They getting their reward and their benefit and their blessings today. We're the only sect of people that have to suffer. We have to suffer in order to get our reward or our blessings. We have to have suffered in order to get our blessings. Why? Why is that? We got to start putting it together, folks. We got to start understanding. We can ask questions now. It's okay. It's all right to ask questions. And I'll tell you why. Even if you believe in God, right? And like I said, I believe there's a higher power here. Let me break this down to you. This is why it's okay. Because if there's a God, right? If there's this almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful being, right? If there's this God up there, then God has had to, and we're made in his image, right? We're made in his likeness. That means God has a brain, God's funny, you know, God has thoughts, you know, that means that we're made in God's image, right? Am I right? So with that being said, that would mean in order for God to be all-knowing and omniscient, in order for God to know these things, he would have had to have experienced these things, right? In order to know about it, to be the authority, the end-all, be-all on all of these things, right? He's had to experience all of these things, right? From both sides, from both arguments, from both sides of the coin. So as blasphemous as you might think this is, that what I'm about to say, think about it now. If our God is all-knowing and needs to know, then he knows about being homosexual. He knows about being a child molester. He knows about being a corrupt cop, a corrupt judge. He knows about being a racist. He knows a lot. Our God knows a lot of things. If we're going to accredit him with that, with knowing, he knows how to put together an iPhone. He knows how to make a can of Lysol. He knows how to make nuclear reactor waste and pollution. He knows how to lie, cheat, and steal. In order to be the authority, the end-all, be-all, he's had to have experienced murdering someone. You follow me? If we're going to credit God with all of these things. So we have to stop that. All right? We have to stop crediting God for all of the things that we want to, we just want to lay down on. Because I've heard this a lot. Let go and let God. Well, some of us have let go and let God and ended up in a lot worse situations that we were in previously. And I've heard this also. God will never give you anything that you can't handle. That is not true either. A lot of people get things that they can't handle, and a lot of people end up killing themselves because they can't handle it. And before you say, oh, you know, where was God? And I'm sure these people prayed to God, like I said about the people in Fort Myers. I'm sure all those people prayed to God before that hurricane came in and destroyed everything in their lives, took their homes and their insurance. Oh, you got to go through hardship. It's God's will. Is it? It's God's will to punish someone that is so devout to him? It's to test you. But why? I've already given my life to you. I've already said, I believe. I've already said, I've accepted you as my personal. Why do I have to continue to suffer? There's questions, folks, and it's okay to ask them. It's all right to ask them. Now, am I trying to shut Christianity down? Absolutely not. I'm just trying to shape it up. I'm trying to see what's really going down with it. Because for so long, it's been used to pull the wool over everybody's eyes. By all kinds of people. They've used it, and they've manipulated it, and they have tainted it. And they've dismantled it and put it back together, and they have given us this Frankenstein-ass religion that we today here in America call Christianity. And I think that's what people are leaving. I think that's what people are leaning away from. They are leaning, I mean, especially me. I don't do church. I don't go to church, man. I mean, I go to my mother's church. And really what they do is they pray. It's five ladies. They come in here, five ladies and maybe five or six people. They come in here and they pray on Sundays, and they pray for maybe an hour and a half, and they congregate and they leave. It's not a church, a big church or anything like that. It's not any kind of mega church. But that's for them, and that's fine. But I have to ask myself, hey, you know, you sure you're not? And I got it every time. I am gaining more knowledge that is preventing me. You know, I've sat down, I've tried to have conversation with my mother, but like I said, some people are afraid to not believe in Jesus, and that's fine. And that is absolutely okay. And I will never, ever knock anybody for that. Not at all. But you're going to have to straighten it up here for me. In order to win me back, Christianity, because here in America, this Americanized Christianity, this bastardized-ass Christianity that we have over here, I bet you Jesus himself is up in heaven. I didn't say none of that. I didn't say any of that. I mean, and I look at it like this. Do you know there are plenty of men that have beat and abused and killed and raped slaves and never had to serve any, never got where it was punished for anything they ever did. They believe that everything that they did was righteous and right in the eyes of God. They believed that. They believed that. And there are people that still believe that. And that is not Christianity.
Go on then. Just go. Go north. Go south. Go here.
Go there.
Go uptown. Go downtown.
This is not downtown.
Go back to basics. Go fish. Then
go fish.
Go down memory lane. Just make sure you share the lane. Go dance like no one's watching. Go where you're absolutely sure that no one's watching. Go. Say I do. Then go out there and do it. Go Bears! Go Wolves!
That's a wolf.
Go, 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 go! And at the end of the day, when your tank is running low,
go to sleep.
Because tomorrow, we go on again.
Hey folks, what's up? Welcome back to my show today. I'm talking about the decline of Christianity. And it's declining rapidly here in this country. And there are a lot of factors. There really are a lot of factors. It no longer is the benchmark of honesty. As a matter of fact, it's become the benchmark of dishonesty, and it's also become the benchmark of hate, almost, of right-wing hate here in this country. Now, some of us here in the black sector and the other sector, the Latin, and you know that we believe in Jesus also. You know, we believe that's that kind of Christianity is bullshit, while they believe that our kind of Christianity is bullshit. Well, I believe that it all is bullshit. Okay? I believe all Christianity is bullshit for the specific fact that Jesus was not a Christian. It's some shit that we made up. It's bullshit. All right? And I know it's hard to hear. And I'm not an atheist, because I do believe that there is a higher power than us. I do believe that there was a Jesus Christ. I do believe he did great things and performed miracles. I believe he was extremely smart and performed extremely smart things. I do. I believe that. But there's just a lot of other shit that I don't. It's a lot of other things that I can't. And there's a lot of other things that I won't. And it's that simple, folks. And the one thing I realized about it, or started to realize and then kept realizing, and I'm still realizing, is that it is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, system of control ever created. It really is. It's the greatest system of control ever created. I think that is going to do it for this week's episode of my podcast, folks. I could go on about this. I really could, but I think I'm going to hang it up right here for a little bit, because, like I said, I when I talk about things like this, I think about my family a lot. And my family, like I said, they're all devout Christians. And, you know, there's nothing that I can, you know, I mean, there's nothing I wouldn't do for my family. But they don't share my same views. A lot of them don't share my same views. And that kind of makes me sad. That does make me sad, because I really would like them to at least get to the point where they're doing the research instead of just flying blindly into something that someone told them was real, or someone told them or gave to us. Especially now that there's the information out there, I just wish that they maybe take a little more time, do a little bit more digging, do a little bit more research, and then come up with it. Then come up with your belief system. You know, so I just don't believe in Christianity the way that you would expect me to, or think that I should believe in Christianity. I just refuse to. So I want to thank my parents. I do want to thank my parents for instilling good values. They gave me good values. That's one thing about my parents. Because of Christianity, because of their belief in God, that belief system, they did instill some pretty valuable little tidbits in our lives, my brothers and sisters. They really did. They really kind of gave us, you know, the straighten up and fly right kind of deal. Now, we've all stumbled and we've all done our thing, but the foundation was there, and I want to thank my parents for that. I want to thank my wife for being the best wife in the world. My wife is Latin, and she grew up Catholic, but again, started to question the Catholicism, and rightfully so. It's bullshit, you know, but she's my partner. We sit and we talk about this. This is one of the reasons that we've come to the realizations that we've come to and the conclusions that we've come to is because we together just have sat down and decided, because we spend a lot of time here in church, we've sat down and decided to do our own actual research as opposed to just believing what we're told day in and day out. Well, every Sunday in and every Sunday out. We just don't want to be those people anymore where we just sit there oblivious to what really is going on. So I want to thank my best friend and show producer, Jesse C. Yandel, the man, for putting me up to this and giving me the strength to do it. I do appreciate you, man. I appreciate you, man. And last but not least, I want to thank Gentry Thomas for giving me the platform to put my program on, and hopefully I am giving you all better content. And last but not least, I do want to thank everybody out there who is listening to my voice right now, or who has listened to my voice in the past and who is no longer listening. And I want to thank those who have not listened yet and will be listening. I really do want to thank everybody out there ahead of time, you know, and I want to thank people who did listen. Because of you, I had someone to really kind of get stuff off to start. You know, I do believe that hard work pays off and diligence pays off. And I do thank you guys for sticking with me, those who are still listening. And those of you who check back in from time to time, I know I talk about some corny shit sometimes. Sometimes I know I babble a lot, but you know, just know that my intention for everybody that listens to my podcast is nothing but good. You know, I love you all, and I do appreciate the fact that you guys take an hour out of your day to give me some time, or at least a few minutes to give me some time to try and get my point of view across to you guys. So I do want to thank you for that. So, well, I think it's going to wrap it up for me, folks, and I will see you all. Well, actually, I won't see you all. You guys will hear me. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Love. Peace.
You've been listening to the Darren Harris Podcast. Subscribe to the show, give a good rating, and everything you need to know is at DarrenHarris.com.